Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hello, everyone. My name is Samantha Dawn Tutzlow. I'm here for the Broadway Podcast Network at the opening night of Lumpica on Broadway. Stay tuned. We're about to chat with some amazing cast and creatives and the arrivals. Woman is, you know what I mean? Hello, happy opening.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So we are the Broadway Podcast Network. A lot of folks are just listening. So can you please introduce yourself to the people who are just listening?
My name
is...
What
your role here is...
Sorry. I'm excited.
I took a beat. My fault.
I am Holly Conway Fields. I am. Is that right? My name is Holly Conway Fields. I'm an ensemble member and I understudy Rafaela.
Yes, so happy opening. Lumpica has been like years in the making. Mm-hmm. I was seeing concerts of it in 2019 and I know there was a life before that. So, how does it feel to be here on opening night after such a long process?
It feels like serendipity. It feels like humbling. I'm honored. The first day in rehearsal, I was like, how did I weasel my way into this room with this group of people? It's just such an honor. I mean, the cast from our leading lady to our swings is just completely just stacked with talent and skill and knowledge and love. And I'm just so excited to be a part of it.
Amazing. So obviously the show is focused around an artist. Mm-hmm. We have a ton of artists listening and watching. Do you have any advice for anyone wanting to be an artist in whichever form they choose?
Yeah, just stay true to yourself and do it for whatever reason you want to do it for. The external voices get very loud.
Very.
The external factors. Rent is due. Folks gotta eat. All of these things just cloud your brain. I've been there multiple times in my career. But I just have to remember why I do this and why I love to do it.
Thank you. So we're playing a little game today called Woman is an Artist. We're going to show you a famous art piece from a woman. And you can tell us who it is by.
Okay. I have one. Frida.
Correct.
Yes.
Frida, and her last name?
Kahlo.
Kahlo.
Thank you, because I was like, I'm not going to pronounce that right, even though I just asked her before. Well, you aced the game.
I did. Oh, I only have to do one.
You only have to do one, and you aced it. You win. You win.
You win
an amazing opening night that you're about to have.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for chatting with us. Happy opening.
Thank you.
My name is Zoe Glick, and I play Kazette.
Zoe, happy opening night. What are you feeling tonight?
I'm incredibly excited. This whole process has just been an amazing experience, and I'm so happy we get to finally open.
Yes. So we have a lot of listeners who want to be actors and artists. Obviously, the show is centered around a woman artist. Do you have any advice for anyone who might be, you know, working and trying to get to the place to be at their full potential in their crafts?
I would say just never give up. Learn from your mistakes and just keep going.
Amazing. So we're playing a really quick game tonight.
Yeah.
It's called Woman is an Artist. I'm going to show you a piece of artwork by a woman artist, and let's see if you can name her.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Ready. Tamara de Lumpica.
Congrats. Aced it. Happy opening. Thanks
Thank
for chatting
you.
With
Happy
us.
Happy opening.
Hi.
Hello, happy opening night.
Thank you.
We're the Broadway Podcast Network, so a lot of folks are just listening. Can you please introduce yourself to the people just listening and what role you play here at Lumpica?
Okay. Hello, my name is Simone Rose. I am in the ensemble, and I understudy Rafaela.
Amazing. Limpeak has been a long time coming. A lot of workshops, a lot of trial runs. How does it feel to be here at opening night after such a long road?
After 5.5 years with this show, it feels fucking unbelievable.
Yes.
And like also not real, kind of.
Well, we're here. We're opening night. So the show obviously is based around a woman artist. We have a lot of artists in different forms that listen and watch the show. Could you give any advice to anyone who's wanting to be in fulfillment with their crafts?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I have another way to say it, but I would say be unapologetically you. Mm. You know, we have enough Catherines or whoever. Be who you are.
Totally. Yeah. So my show on the network is called Survival Jobs. Okay. Do you have a memorable survival job you could share before you were like slaying it at opening night on Broadway?
A memorable survival job. You know, in college, I worked catering, and I would like have to be there at like 3:20 in the morning, and I would work until like 8 a.m. to then go get an hour of sleep and go to class.
No.
But the only thing that made it worth it was I would take so much of the food home.
Yes. That is the best part. I used to do the same, and I would just have like tamales for days.
Like Ziplocs full of food. Yeah.
So real quick, we're playing a game tonight called Woman is an Artist. We're going to show you a piece of artwork by a famous woman artist. I don't know how to turn the lock off my phone. Maybe you know. Okay, are you ready?
What am I supposed to do?
I'm going to show you a piece of artwork, and you're going to let me know if you know who painted it, and if you need multiple choice,
no.
I can give it to you.
No idea.
Okay, is this painted by Georgia O'Keeffe or Tamara Della Pica?
Georgia O'Keeffe.
Ding, ding, ding. Congrats. You won the game. Icon. Happy opening night.
Thank you
for talking to us.
I'm Abby Matsusaka. I'm in the ensemble, and I understudy Kazette, who is a little kid, and that's hilarious.
Hey, you know what? You could just do it all.
Truly.
What a reward. So Limpeak has been, you know, years in the making.
Yes.
What are you feeling tonight? You're here. You're at opening night. It's an amazing production.
Thank you. It's super overwhelming. And the best part of today has been watching Matt and Carson, who are our writers, and watch this 14-year dream come true. They did not know if this was ever going to happen, but they never stopped believing. And a lot of us have done the carpet thing before, and it's always glamorous and always amazing. But watching them fulfill this dream, it makes me sob just talking about it.
Oh,
they're so wonderful.
That's so beautiful. So we have a lot of listeners on the show who are artists and want to be at a level of fulfillment with their art. This show is obviously surrounding a woman artist. Do you have any advice for anyone who might be trekking along?
Keep trekking. It's a matter of time, and you will find the place where you're supposed to create and you're supposed to thrive and you're supposed to be. It's just a matter of time. Never let any doubt stop you from trying, and eventually you'll find your place and you'll find your niche. Just keep going.
So my show on the network is called Survival Jobs. Do you have a survival job that's memorable that you could share before you were just slaying it on opening nights?
I was a bartender for a long, long time. I feel like we've all done it. Food service. I was a bartender for a long time in Midtown, and I used to watch actors come after their Broadway shows and get their cocktail, and it was so inspiring. I was like, this is going
to
be me.
You're like, I can't wait to come back to this bar after my show.
And I got to.
And now you
are.
Really
cool. Amazing. But we've all been there. We've all done it.
Amazing. So we're playing a little game today called Woman is an Artist. I'm going to show you a piece of artwork that's painted by a famous woman artist, and you're going to see if you know who it is.
Oh, God.
And if not, I'll definitely cheat and tell you the answer.
Frida.
Yes.
Got one.
Frida slaying the game.
Fabulous.
Well, happy opening night.
Thank you so much for chatting with us. Thank you.
Have an amazing evening.
I am Lauren Blackman. I'm in the ensemble.
Love it. So Limpeak has been a long time coming. A ton of workshops, a ton of years. How does it feel to be finally at opening night?
It feels exhilarating. I've been with it for almost 6 years.
Oh, my God. That's huge. Congrats.
I'm one of the long timers, and so it's really exhilarating to do a show that's not just about I'm opening another Broadway show, but I'm watching my friends who wrote it, who directed it, who choreographed it, really became like family, who are in it among stage. You know, it's been really special to do a show with friends.
Oh, I love that. And isn't that what it's all about at the end of the day?
Yeah.
So my show on the network is called Survival Jobs.
Oh.
Do you have a survival job that you could share with us?
I sure do. I'm a professional organizer when I'm not here.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, when you have some free time, maybe you can come to my apartment.
I will come to anyone's apartment. And I like to only work with, I like to work with Broadway, you know, other actors between gigs. It's a really good job. We tend to have good organizing brains. So I make a little team of actors and we organize.
That's amazing. Yeah. I love that. So the show is about a woman artist. We have a lot of artists that listen. Do you have any advice for someone who's looking to like get the full potential in their crafts?
I always think it's about practice. They say that practice makes perfect, but perseverance. If you really, if this is really what you want to do, you're going to find a way to make it happen. As we see in Limpika. She found a way always, and we will find a way.
Yes. So we're playing one quick game before you
go. Okay, I love a game.
It's called Woman is an Artist.
Okay.
I'm going to show you a piece of artwork was painted by a famous woman artist.
Oh, no.
And we're going to see if you know who it is. And if not, I can cheat and tell you.
Okay.
Well, then I actually am looking at the answer. Okay, okay, we're here. We got it. Okay, ready?
Oh, oh, well, I can tell you it's of the time of Monet and Rembrandt, and but it's a woman.
Correct.
So it is...
Mary.
It is starts with an M.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mary.
Mary Cassatt. Wait, I knew Mary Cassatt. Mary
Cassatt. Oh, my God. Congratulations.
Thank you. I win. She wins.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Have a good night. Happy opening. Hi, Kyle. I'm Samantha with the Broadway Podcast Network. Let's see if we're in frame. We're good. Happy opening night.
Thank you.
We're with the Broadway Podcast Network. A lot of people are just listening, so can you introduce yourself to the folks just listening?
I'm Kyle Brown. I'm in the ensemble of the show.
Yes, fierce. Happy opening. Limpika's been in the works for years. How do you feel finally here at opening night?
It feels amazing. I'm new to this project for the Broadway run, but this show's been kicking around for 14 years, so it carries with it a lot of history and a lot of emotion.
Yeah, for sure. So we're the Broadway Podcast Network. My show on the network is called Survival Jobs. Do you have a survival job that you can share before you were literally killing it on opening night of Broadway?
I have, this is going to sound bougie, but I have been very fortunate not to have a survival job.
Hey, but that is not bougie. That is real, and that is scary.
I've been it's very fortunate, and I feel very blessed.
Congrats. So obviously the show is focused around a woman artist. We have a lot of artists that listen to the show. Do you have any advice that you could share for anyone, you know, really trying to get to the peak of their crafts?
Yeah, I think it's to be yourself and to, well, to find out who you yourself are as a human, deep-rooted, and to stay true to that and shine your light as bright as possible for people to see.
Well, happy opening.
Thank you.
Congrats on everything.
Thank you.
I love your outfit. You match Sarah kind of with the green suit.
Yeah, I know. We're giving
green
spring,
and green.
Honey.
Green and green. We're giving spring. I skipped the game. Do you mind cracking that water for me?
The boldness of her life and their lives in that show. And they're both based on real history. So I'm going to go over
that. Yeah. Thank you. I like that. Yeah. Thank you. Happy opening. It was so good.
The tea, man. Thank you. Hello.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. I was just feeling parched. I needed a little water. Happy opening.
Thank you very much.
I'm Samantha with the Broadway Podcast Network.
Yeah.
How are we looking?
Do I look there? Where do I look?
You can look there.
You
can look at me. You can look wherever you want. We're going to pull some video for social, but it's mostly audio.
Okay.
We're good? Hi. Happy opening
night. Thank you so much. Thank you.
We're the Broadway Podcast Network. A lot of folks are just listening, so can you please introduce yourself and your role here?
Yeah. My name is Andrew Szymanski, and I play Tadeusz Limpika.
Amazing. Limpika's been, you know, in the works for so many years. We're here at opening night. This carpet is like electric.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
It's surreal. I mean, like you said, I've been with the show 6 years.
Wow.
And from the moment I was with it, I knew the show had to be on Broadway. People needed to see it. It was unlike anything I'd ever seen. And so to be here telling me this is reality right now, it's surreal. I mean... these are what dreams are made of, and yeah. I'm a part of it. It's weird. It's weird.
You are a part of it, so congrats. We're also stoked. Sarah's like Lempicka fangirl number one.
Thank you. So am I.
So my show on the network is called Survival Jobs. Do you have a survival job that you can share with us before you were literally starring and killing it on Broadway?
Yeah, I, like most people, came to New York and got a serving job at a restaurant on the Upper East Side, even though I was living in Brooklyn, and it took me about an hour and a half to get to the job. And I would do the lunch shift and make about, I don't know, $40 and go home and go, well, that maybe covered my own lunch for the day.
Probably not in this town.
Luckily, a few months later, I got my first job, and I've been very fortunate. But yeah, I was like, this is rough, y'all.
Yeah, it's not easy in these streets. We gotta just keep plowing along. We're playing a little game today called Woman is an Artist.
Okay.
I'm gonna show you a piece of artwork.
Okay.
Painted by a woman or created by a woman.
Okay.
And let's see if you know who it is.
Oh boy.
Dun dun dun.
Oh man, created by a woman. No, I'm not going to know this.
I can give you the first name.
Okay.
First name, Mary.
Mary.
Last name?
Mary Testa. Is that right?
No.
No, it's not
you
right?
You know what? Okay. It was a really good guess. This is called The Tea, painted by Mary Cassatt.
Okay, okay. I like Mary Testa, too. But
Yeah. Well, thank you for playing, and happy opening.
Okay, thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
So we're the Broadway Podcast Network.
Thank you.
A lot of folks are just listening. So can you please introduce yourself and your role here at Lempicka?
Absolutely. I'm Corey Michelle Petnot, and I'm in the ensemble and assistant dance captain.
Yes!
Corey,
congratulations. Have you been with the project since Jump? A lot of people have been with the show for 6+ years.
No, I have not. I actually just joined for the Broadway run, so I'm a newbie.
You're a newbie, but a good bee.
Thank you.
I don't know if that made any sense at all, but it's going to tonight.
I rode that train. Thank you.
How do you feel on opening night? This is a beast of a show. It's an amazing production. A lot of time and effort went into it. So what are you feeling tonight?
I just feel so elated. I feel so elated for everybody who's put so many years into this project. Matt and Carson, Rachel, they're all such incredible, Raja, they're all such incredible creatives.
Yeah.
And they're so dedicated to just telling good stories and doing good work. And for me, it's an absolute dream come true to be able to be sharing space with them and to finally be able to be at the very end of this ride for them.
Well, congrats.
Thank you.
Obviously, the show is centered around a woman artist.
Yes.
We have a lot of artists that listen to our show.
Yes.
Do you have any advice for anyone who might be wanting and chugging along to get to the peak of their artistry?
Absolutely. I would say keep it about the work. It's always about the work. I think sometimes we try really hard to be seen by people, and we want to make sure everyone sees and acknowledges our work, and that is important. But at the end of the day, the reason why we do this is because we love it. And so if we continue to make it about the work, it's going to pay off.
I love that.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, thank you.
We're playing a quick game before you run.
Oh, yes.
Called Woman is an Artist.
Love a game.
I'm going to... Yes. Okay. Okay. Let me look so I know the answer. Okay. I'm going to show you a piece of artwork.
Okay.
And you're going to tell me which famous woman artist created it.
Oh, my gosh.
I can give you some clues.
Oh, I don't know, but it's beautiful.
It's not Tamara de Lempicka.
No, that definitely does not look like a Lempicka.
First name is Judy, and last name is... the name of a city.
Judy.
a city that starts with C-H-I.
Chicago?
Yes, Judy Chicago. You got it right.
I mean, you know.
Judy Chicago.
I'm not great on my art history, I have to say.
Let me tell you, creating this game, I learned a lot myself. I'm
yeah.
Like,
you're like, who is that?
And
yes.
I'm like, this game's going to be hard but fun.
I've failed every game that we've done so far.
Oh, you know what?
So.
Nobody tells you it's going to be a carpet of games. Yes. But happy opening.
Thank you so much. It was nice to meet you.
Hi, happy opening night. We're the Broadway Podcast Network. A lot of folks are just listening.
Great.
So can you please tell us your name and what your role is here tonight
at
La Mica?
My name is Veronica Fioni, and I am a swing.
Oh, my God. Yes, Swing Nation. Congrats. Yeah, the hardest job on Broadway.
No kidding.
Yeah. So have you been with the production since Jump all these years, or are you a newbie?
Newbie. This is my first go at it.
Well, I'm sure you're slaying it as a swing. How do you feel at opening night?
I feel really excited. I'm the only debut in the cast.
Oh, my God!
This is a big deal.
This is a huge deal. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
That's
I really appreciate
so
it.
That's so special.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of people who listen to this who want a career in the arts. The show is obviously centered around a woman artist. Do you have any advice for anyone who may be feeling stuck and trying to get to that level?
Yeah. Keep focused on yourself. I think it's really easy to get distracted by all the other people around you and how they're choosing to go about finding success. And I think it's really important to just focus on how you get there. Everyone's journey is so different.
Yeah.
And some people reach success really quickly. And the word success also has so many meanings. Sitting on your couch is successful, and reading a book is successful, and going on vacation is successful.
Getting out of bed in the morning sometimes is the biggest success of all.
Exactly. Brushing your teeth in the morning. So I think just like reframing it is the best thing to do.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thank you.
Happy opening night.
Thank you.
And happy Broadway debut.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, Stephen. Happy opening night.
Thank
you. Just said your name. I was going to ask you to introduce yourself and what role you play here at Olympica. We're a podcast network, so a lot of folks are just listening.
My name is Stephen Brower, and I am in the ensemble.
Happy opening night.
Thank you.
Are you a newbie to this production, or have you been with it for a
I'm
long
a pretty, haul? I'm a pretty new newbie. I joined in October and did a little dance lab, and I originally thought that this was a show about the Lusitania, which is a boat, not a bisexual icon.
Got it.
Or maybe.
Got it.
I don't know. Maybe boats can
maybe
be. I haven't really looked into it.
Well, congratulations. How are you feeling on opening night?
I am incredibly excited.
Yeah.
I'm putting a really strong lid on top of it, but I'm very excited. I'm shaking.
Yeah. You're holding it together really
well. It's a podcast network. I'm trying not to yell.
You know, you can. I actually get feedback that I'm too loud. So be loud and match me.
Yeah.
Match me.
Yeah.
My show on the network is called Survival Jobs.
Okay.
Do you have a survival job that you could share with everyone before you were literally crushing it on opening nights of Broadway?
How PG does the survival job have to be?
Nothing. Zero PG.
Rated
R.
For a while ago, right before it was legal, I did. I can't share this. What am I saying?
Okay. Got it.
I can't start a sentence like that. I have. What have I done? I worked at a gym once. I worked at a gym for a while.
Right.
I do social media. You can find me online at Stephen Brower.
Follow him with a PH.
Shameless
immediately.
Plug.
We're playing a quick game tonight called Woman is an Artist.
Sure.
I'm going to show you a piece of artwork that was created by a woman. Can't figure out how to turn off my
background.
my padlock.
Well, your kid looks beautiful.
That is not my kid.
Okay.
Oh, my God. That is my niece. I said that so aggressively.
Know.
Thank you.
It's okay. If
Thank you. She might as well be my kid.
She's your kid or not.
If you have kids, that's awesome. I'm going to show you this
game has become something different very quickly.
Getting silly. Okay. Thank you for your patience.
Yeah.
Okay. Ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
What am I supposed to say about it?
I'm wondering if you know what woman artist created this.
Not a damn clue.
Okay.
This woman artist's
name is Lenora Carrington.
Lenora Carrington. Well, I like her work. It looks great. I would love it to be looking at it.
Maybe you'll have it one day.
One day.
Thank you for talking to
us. This has been
Sorry
fun.
I
you.
Yelled at you.
No, it's okay.
I did.
You know,
I fully yelled at you.
Niece or nephew.
I
like your sibling's kid.
Thank you so much. Happy opening night.
Yes, I'm Beth Level, and it is opening night at Olympica at the Long Acre Theater here in New York City on the Broadway.
How do you feel? You obviously are not a stranger to opening nights, Broadway royalty.
I try to explain to people the energy of opening night,
yeah.
And it's kind of inexplicable. But if I could bottle it, and if I'm ever sad or tired and just, like, smell it,
yeah.
It's one of the most, it's like a wedding for everybody.
Yeah, that is a great way to put it.
A birthing for everyone. You know, we've been working and working and working. This show has been, in the incubator for 14 years, and here is the birth of something that may change people's lives forever.
Hey,
working.
Hey,
good job.
Hey.
Mal.
See, we're getting warmed up for opening.
Now I don't have to warm up.
Yeah, absolutely not. You just did.
So opening nights are fabulous.
And it's a wedding. I love that.
A wedding and a birth.
And a birth.
One-stop shop.
Perfect. My show on the network is called Survival Jobs. Do you have a survival job you can share with us before you were a Broadway icon?
Yes. Thank you for calling me a Broadway icon.
You are. Hello?
I remember working in a restaurant for 2 weeks because I made the customers laugh and the owner didn't like that.
Okay. You know,
it was a very restaurant, and I'm a comedian. I couldn't help it, and I was a terrible waiter.
I got fired from a restaurant for calling somebody guys instead of ladies and gentlemen. So I get it.
Whatever.
We're playing a really quick game called Woman is an Artist. I'm going to show you a piece of artwork.
Who's that?
That's my niece. You know, I'm having technical difficulties with my phone. Okay. But I'm going to show you this piece of art, and we'll see if you know what famous woman artists created it.
Woman. That's really sad because
woman is an artist.
Woman is an artist. That's what you said.
Yeah, that's the game. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm going to try. Georgia O'Keeffe.
You know what? No, but Georgia is in the mix. This is Frida.
Frida, of course it is. Frida Kahlo.
Frida Kahlo.
There you go. Thank you.
Thank you. Listen, you did better than a lot of folks tonight. So at least you had one artist to share.
And that's really sad. And this is one of the reasons that I think Limpika
so
is going to change the world.
I do too.
Thank you.
And
so
you're a part of that change.
Thank you.
Happy opening
Perfect.
Night.
And to you.
Thank you.
Good luck with the podcast.
Thank you. Nice chatting with you.
Hi, I'm George Abood, and I play Marinetti in Limpika the Musical.
So Limpika's been in the works for years and years.
More years than I've been alive, actually.
Me too.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I was
we're
born
so
in, like,
young.
The middle of the gestation,
yeah,
the period
we're
of
so
it.
Yeah, so young.
Yeah.
So how does it feel to be at opening night after such a long haul to get here?
It's surreal. Like, you don't... Because especially the last 6 weeks when you're doing a Broadway show, your head is down. You're just like, you're doing your previews, you're doing your tech, you're trying not to lose your mind, and you're really trying to make the show the best it can be, and you're nitpicking everything. And then somehow you stop for a second, and then it's opening. And it's exhilarating because every night is different. This show is like nothing I've ever been part of.
Yeah.
It's consistent in its spontaneity.
Mm-hmm.
It's different
that.
Every night.
Isn't that fun?
And it's
keeps
very
you on
exciting.
Your toes. Keeps you on your toes.
And that's what I want. Because you don't want to get bored.
You don't.
I want to be on my toes. And like this show, this material, this character, I am on my toes.
Boom.
Yeah.
So this show is obviously centered around a woman artist.
Yes.
Do you have any advice for anyone who wants to be at the peak of their artistry?
Wants to be at the peak of their artistry?
To be at the full potential of it, that might be struggling to get to that point that they want to be in.
I dare not use a quote from a different show, but I will. From Sunny in the Park with George, because this is another show, another great show about an artist. Look at what you want, not at where you are, not at what you'll be. Look at what you want. Like, that's the clearest piece of information I can give people. It's like people are worried about where they're at or if they've not done enough or what's going on in their lives. But, like, just focus on what you want. Try to be clear and true to that and pursue that, and you'll never fail. Because it's not about, like, getting something or reaching some tangible thing. It's about, like, a clear and thoughtful pursuance of what you want. And if you do that, then you're always, I don't like the word success, but you always are fulfilled, you know?
You are. I love that. And lastly, I have a show on the network called Survival Jobs.
Ooh.
Do you have a survival job you can share with us that you had before you were literally killing it on Broadway?
Yes. I had a couple. But the first job I had when I moved here 12 years ago.
Same!
Did you really?
12.
We love,
Magic
we love a
12. Number 12.
So when I moved here in May of 2012, 12 years ago, I had a job for probably 3 weeks at Ruby Tuesday in Times Square.
Oh, God.
On 41st, which I don't think... I think they closed.
No idea.
But anyway, so I was working there, and it was, of course, like, it was not it. And I was working there with a lot of other lovely young actors, and we're all trying to, like, dreamers and everything. And every time I would walk by there afterwards, going to a reading or going to a show, I was so...
It felt so good.
That's so beautiful.
You know?
And now you're on opening night of Limpika.
Yeah, we're opening night on Broadway of a show we really love and believe in and a character I love to play every
from
night.
From Ruby Tuesdays to Limpika.
From 41st to 40, 7 blocks took 12 years.
And
so
hey,
be patient.
Be patient. Happy opening.
Thank you
Thanks
so much.
Thanks for chatting with us.
Thank you.
Hi. Thanks for talking to us on the Broadway Podcast Network.
Yes. Well, hello, everybody out there in the Broadway Podcast Network.
That's a delightful voice. I love it. For those of us who are just listening, will you introduce yourself and your role in the show?
Yes. Good evening. My name is Nicholas Ward, and I'm in the ensemble of Limpika, also known as what I call Limpika Jenkins on Broadway.
Okay. Tell me more about Limpika Jenkins.
You know, it's a running joke because when I booked the show, I didn't really know much about it. And people would ask me, who is Limpika? And I was like, I don't know who Limpika Jenkins is. And then I would do research, and then I found out that obviously Limpika is a legend, you know, but it was kind of daunting in the beginning because there's no book and there's no, you know, movie I could have watched.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So it's really truly showing up and being present and learning what this beautiful story is.
Yeah, on that note, what does it feel like to be in an original musical on Broadway?
You know, I just have to brag. I'm going to do this. This is my fourth original Broadway production.
Congrats.
My sixth Broadway show, and it's truly the hardest show I've ever done. I'm not a dancer. And so to be standing literally next to people that are some of Broadway's best dancers, and our choreographer, Raja, who's phenomenal, would come in and be like, I want da-da-dee-doo-doo-da-da. And I'm like, I didn't get the da. I need the da again.
Roll it back to the da.
So, you know, every night when I bow, I feel like I've earned my place in this production, and I'm proud to say that I don't need people to know this too much, but I'm a dancer on Broadway now, which is mind-blowing, you
know. That's really wonderful. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Are we going to play the game? Okay, we have a little game. It's called Woman is an Artist.
Okay.
We're going to show you a picture of a painting painted by a woman, and you're going to guess the artist.
Oh, boy. I'm going to fail at this.
No, I bet you'll be fine. Okay.
Tamara de Limpika Jenkins.
Yes! The Jenkins and all. Yes. Oh, thank you so much. Congratulations.
Thank
Happy
so
opening.
Much. Yay!
Yay. Awesome. Thank you.
Hi. Hello. We're both giving mints.
Oh, my God.
I love
Hello.
It. Hi.
Thank you for joining us.
Of course.
My name
is
Sarah. I'm with the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi.
For those of our listeners who are just hearing you, will you introduce yourself and your role in the show?
Sure. My name is Natalie Joy Johnson, and I play Susie Solidor.
Woo!
Yes.
Oh, my God. I love this show. I've already seen it twice.
Oh, amazing.
It's
amazing.
Incredible. Incredible. You are
it's
incredible.
It's so good, right?
Oh, my
it's
God.
Such
it's
a good show.
So good. So exciting. It's energizing. And as a queer person, I must say, it means so much to get validation, seeing representation on stage. What does it mean to you to be playing an iconic original lesbian role on Broadway?
Well, as a queer person myself, it does feel super empowering to be able to bring Susie to life. I was doing the math, though, and this is not my first lesbian role. Actually, it's like my fifth either lesbian
Amazing.
Or transgender role. So,
iconic.
You know, the butch energy just comes through, honey.
It
what
does.
Can I say?
It does. It does. We love it. Your number is show-stopping. It
Thank
is truly
you.
My favorite part of the whole
Thank
show. I love
that
it.
That gold dress, girl.
Oh, it's
It
stunning.
Is coming with me. It's don't tell. Don't tell wardrobe. But when I leave years from now,
that dress
is coming with.
Yes.
I mean, they made it for me. Who else wants it?
Who else wants it? Nobody. Nobody gets it. It's for you. It's for you only.
Awesome.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh my God,
and
thank you.
Do you want to tell our listeners about your Monocle show on
yes,
Thursday night?
Yes, of course, of course. So on Thursdays, directly after the show, the curtain comes down. I take the Susie wig off. I put another wig on.
Yes.
And we just trot around the corner to 44th and 9th. The Freaky Tiki turns into the Monocle.
Exciting.
And it's just a party. It's like an hour and a half usually. We'll see. And then we have special Broadway guests. You're never going to know who it is. You just have to be there to find out. We've had Nathan Lee Graham, Carrie St. Louis,
Amazing.
Gina DeWall, Kevin Smith Kirkwood.
Wow.
So yeah, it's just it's a total blast. And it's really fun because there are like my Broadway pals are there and our fans are there and it's really just like it is a safe, beautiful little space.
Oh, that's so fantastic.
Yeah.
I can't wait to check it out.
Yeah.
Happy opening night.
Thank
I hope
you.
You have a blast tonight.
Thank you. Oh, my opening always has a blast. Hey,
always there with the sassy one-liners. I love
I'm
it.
I'm telling you, Susie
I
and I, the veil is very thin.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Natalie.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Hello, happy opening night.
Thank you.
So we're with the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello.
Can you please introduce yourselves to the people only listening, not seeing your beautiful face?
Yes, my name is Mary Paige Nance, and I am a swing and understudy at Lumpika the Musical on Broadway.
Swing and an understudy.
Yes, so I
That's
swing.
That's kind of bonkers. That's a lot to do. Congrats.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yes,
I'm happy
it
for
is
you.
A lot to do. I'm very tired.
You know, I can imagine. So obviously Lumpika's been, you know, in the works for so long.
Yes.
We're here at opening night.
Yes.
The wind is blowing. How do you feel?
I feel wonderful. You know, I did this show, I did workshops of it in 2018 and 2019. And then I wasn't a part of it in La Jolla, so I wasn't sure that I would get a chance to be a part of it. And so this
and
feels very
are.
Full circle, and
we're
I feel so grateful to still be a part of it, because it's one of those shows that once it gets it like gets in you, you can't really let it go.
Yes,
it gets it
it's
like
amazing.
Holds on. You know, you're nodding. Yes, it holds. It like has a hold on your heart. It has a hold on my heart, and,
yeah.
and I like genuinely feel so lucky that I'm a part of it at all
yeah,
in any way.
Amazing.
I would take out the trash. I'm
available to take
out the
trash.
I would literally sit around and take out trash and deliver coffees for this musical.
That is so beautiful.
I love it.
I was seeing concerts of Lumpika in 2019 of
yes.
like little trials, and I was like, what is this? I'm obsessed. So me on this carpet, I'm like, hi, Lumpika.
Can I ask you a question?
Oh my God, yes, that never happened.
What about it like grabbed you? Is there a theme or a song?
The theme and the music.
Yeah.
I mean, the music just is butter and melts you.
Mm-hmm.
Melts like
Agreed.
Butter.
It,
yeah.
It cracks you open, as
cracks.
Matt Gould was quoted saying
yeah.
in the recent article.
It does
article.
Crack you open.
Yeah.
So, obviously, the show is focused around a woman artist. Mm. We have a lot of artists that listen to the show
yes.
in all different forms of art. Do you have any advice to share?
Oh, my gosh. I might. I mean, I think women are often taught that they aren't supposed to want everything. Certainly, I'm in my 30s, and I think I'm at a stage in my life where people tell you to settle down. You know, if you have kids, you should probably stop working. Choose your career or your relationship. And I think Lumpika is a vehicle to show a woman that does all of those things. And a lot of women that I work with, Rachel Chavkin, Marianne Torres, Corey Petnod, these are women who have children and are full-time incredible parents, and they're performing on Broadway and they haven't sacrificed anything.
Right.
It's hard, of course,
yeah.
but I'm watching them with full lives, full relationships, and that's super inspiring
yeah.
to me. So I think the advice in that is to just, if you want, follow that desire, and just because society tells you that you probably shouldn't want it doesn't mean that you can't want it.
Correct. Now, speaking of Rachel...
Yes.
What was it like to work with her? She's such an inspiration to the community as a whole, but specifically to women,
mm-hmm.
just knocking down walls and just crushing it. So what was it like to work with such an amazing, powerful woman?
I love Rachel. So Rachel and I met on The Great Comet of 1812.
Yes.
Yeah, so I've worked with her luckily before, and I love her. I love working with someone who is so human,
yeah.
which I think is an aspect of our show that gets brought up a lot, is that getting humanity in your art is what actually makes it good.
Yeah.
We see that when she starts to paint a woman she's in love with, is that her art cracks open, is now really powerful and the
yeah.
best she's ever painted.
For sure.
And Rachel is a human, and she treats you like a human.
Yeah.
And her ability to relate to you on that level is what makes her art, I think, exceptional. And working with her, incredible, because you feel really seen. That's important.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
great. Awesome. Thank
and
you
she's
for,
super hot.
Hey. Thank you for sharing so much and being
yeah,
so open with us on this
course.
Carpet. Happy opening night.
Thank you so
Have
much.
Have a great night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Hi, happy
Norway.
Opening.
Hi,
happy opening
you.
Night. So we're the Broadway Podcast Network. A lot of people
of
are
course.
Just listening. So
yeah.
can you please introduce yourself?
Oh, yes.
And
my
let
name
them
is
know
Greg
your
Noble.
Role is here.
I'm one of the producers on the show.
Greg Noble, one of the producers on the show. So you've been...
Are they listening live?
No. We're not that fancy yet, but maybe
soon.
One day.
Soon.
Hello, Alan Seals, if you're listening. Can you make it happen?
That would be great.
That would be great. Yeah,
that
we'll do it.
That would be really great.
So, Greg, you've been involved
really
with Lumpika for so long.
10 years.
I know that I was seeing shows with you of
mm-hmm.
concerts 2019,
mm-hmm.
so you've made
yeah.
it to opening night on Broadway.
Yeah, here we are.
How do you feel?
I feel so good. I'm so proud of this creative team. They're extraordinary. These things
yeah.
take forever.
They sure do.
And it's taken a lot of patience and commitment from so many people who have just stuck in through the pandemic, through out-of-town production. Productions. Yeah. Bada bing, bada boom.
Bada bing.
And now we're
bada
here.
Boom, we're here.
On the Broadway Podcast Network.
In one word, one or two words, tell us what initially drew you to this show.
The
Why
music.
Did you want to produce
it? The music
it?
First. Yeah. And the story of this absolutely intrepid, extraordinary woman whose story was, until today, untold.
And now it is going to be told for the world to see. We're playing a really
Thanks
quick
for,
game
oh, yeah.
called Woman is an Artist. I'm going to show you a painting, and you're going to tell me what woman artist,
no
famous
idea.
Woman artist.
If it's not Limpika, I need a new musical
about
her. How about
the first name is Georgia?
O'Keefe.
Kurt, congrats.
Do I get a prize?
Yeah, you're going to have an amazing opening night. That's your prize. Hello, happy opening night.
Thank you
so
much.
We're the Broadway Podcast Network. A lot of folks are just listening.
Yes.
So can you please introduce yourself and
my
let everyone know your role here.
Sure.
So sorry.
No, we're fine. My name is Amber Iman, and I play Raffaella, the muse in the musical.
Hello. So Limpika has been a long time coming. It's been through a lot of workshops, a lot of productions. How does it feel to be here at opening night?
It's a race well run. Like, I've been working on this show 6 years.
Yeah.
I work on so many shows that you just don't get to take all the way to the finish line.
Yeah.
I haven't been on Broadway in 8 years,
ah,
so I recognize.
Welcome back to
thank
Broadway.
You. It's a blessing. I'm so privileged. I'm so grateful. So honored to be here. Yeah.
Well, congratulations. You are so stunning in this show. The show, you know, highlights women and powerful women and queer women. Mm-hmm. Why is it important for you to represent this person to this community?
The response from the audience every night, I held the hands of this young woman last night who was crying so hard she could not even say hello, but she said, I've never felt so seen by a musical. Another black woman right next to her said that the role of Raffaella, she feels like it changed her future in musical theater. So I think it's representation, it's people seeing themselves. We get dollar bills during one show, one song in the show every night, and people keep writing, this is my safe space. Like, people are coming here like it's destined, like they're on vacation. They come here because they feel safe and seen.
Yeah.
And I think, I haven't heard many musicals be safe spaces for people.
Right.
And so I think that means Limpika is doing something really special and really necessary.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing your art with us.
Thank
You're
you
such
so
a queen.
Much.
My show on the network is called Survival Jobs.
Ooh.
Do you have a job, a survival job from your past before you were
know
slaying
what?
It on Broadway?
I never worked a real job, but what I did do was babysit because I love kids. If I wasn't an artist, I mean, I still do find moments to teach because I love teaching, but I would be working with children.
Oh, that's
and that's,
really
I
cool.
always... babysat because they think they're tiny bosses, but they can't really tell you what to do. They are kind of like tiny terrorist humans. But I love that because I could set my own hours. I could say yes when I wanted to and no when I need to audition.
Yeah.
But I just love working with kids, which made it not feel like a job.
I love that. And that's the best kind of survival job.
It really is.
Real quick, we're playing a quick game called Woman is an Artist.
Ooh.
I'm going to show you a piece of art from a famous woman artist.
Oh, God.
And we're going to see
if you know.
Okay, it's okay. It's been a tough one, but it's been definitely fun, and we're representing women.
Okay
ready?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely not.
Okay.
Oh, I mean, the
gorgeous,
work is
right?
stunning. It's gorgeous. It's telling a story. There's levels. There's texture.
We love.
I'm trying to figure out. Oh.
We're playing a game.
Agree.
We're playing a game.
Who is that by?
Lenora Carrington.
She's fierce.
She is
Just
fierce.
Just like that piece of art.
Just like the piece of art. Happy opening.
Thank
you so much for chatting with me.
This is a lot of lean protein.
Okay, we're here with the Broadway Podcast Network.
Yes, we are.
For our listeners who will only hear you, can you introduce yourself, please?
I am Matt Gould, the composer and co-book writer of Limpika.
Congratulations on opening night.
Thank
How do you.
You
feel?
Overwhelmed, grateful, just thrilled to be here.
Amazing.
Yeah.
My name is Sarah. I'm with the podcast Good Show.
Yes.
And this season we are focusing on queer shows.
Yes, honey.
And so what does it mean to you to be bringing a beautifully authentic queer storyline into the musical theater canon?
I mean, it means, what does it mean? It's who I am. I didn't think about it when we were writing it, and it sort of only dawned on me maybe a couple days ago. I was sitting with Rachel Chafkin, and we came outside and she was smoking and blowing the secondhand smoke into my face, which is how we bond.
Delicious.
And I was like, holy shit, Rachel, like, this thing is radical. You can't say that word on the air, but holy crap, Rachel.
We know, you can say whatever you want.
Oh, great.
Oh, we're a podcast company.
Oh,
we can do
great.
Whatever we want.
Holy shit, Rachel.
Holy shit, Rachel.
We made something really radical. Really fucking radical.
Fuck yeah.
And I'm really proud of that. I'm proud that in this time, this era where people's rights are being infringed upon, where there is a rise of fascism in our country, mm-hmm. that we are making work that is about something, that gives people refuge from the street. There are kids who come in every night and they're like, Lempicka is my safe space.
Yes.
And they mean that. And they're coming back night after night after night. And that, for me, we won. That's it. That's the Tony. That's it.
Yeah.
We won. Oh. So...
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's really beautiful. As a queer woman myself, I must say that I'm a huge fan of the musical. I've already seen it twice, and it means so much to me to see myself on stage. So thank you so much for spending so many years of your life bringing this beautiful piece of work to Broadway.
That means a lot. Thank you very much.
Hey, happy opening. So we're the Broadway Podcast Network. A lot of folks are just listening. So can you please introduce yourself to the listeners?
I'm Nick Adams. I'm Broadway's Nick Adams.
Guys, it's Broadway's Nick Adams. Nick, what are you most excited about for opening night of Lempicka?
Well, my partner, Kyle Brown, is in the show, and my best friend is Ian Espinosa. So it is quite a day for us in the Adams Brown house. And, I'm thrilled. I love the show.
I've seen it.
This is my fourth time seeing it. Well, fifth if we include La Jolla. But my fourth time in New York seeing it. And I'm just so proud of them. The magnitude of this moment is not lost on me. Kyle just received the legacy robe.
Oh, my God!
So I was, like, crying, watching out before the carpet and videoing on my phone. And so I'm just... It's been an emotional day. I love this. I did Lacage at the same theater.
Oh,
so it's, like, we've got so many, like... I'm
a wreck. Lacage with Robin De Jesus?
Yes.
I saw it
Kelsey Grammer.
A few times. I saw that a few times.
Yes.
Well, welcome back to the theater.
Thank you. It's great to be back at the Longacre.
You know.
It's been a long time.
So my show on the podcast network is called Survival Jobs. Do you have a survival job that you could share with us on your journey?
Well, I, knock on wood, my survival gigs have been teaching across the world with Broadway Dreams, which is still under the umbrella of the arts, thank God, and doing concert gigs across the country. So when I need some cash, luckily those come through for me. Yeah. I did work at Arby's once.
Okay, that's a first. I haven't heard
an
Arby's yet.
And I came up with an acronym, always right by your side, and I submitted it to corporate, and they were like, cool, but no thanks.
They were like, just collect
like, whenever you need roast beef. Yeah.
And they're just like, clock out on time.
Yeah, I had some humble beginnings, but Arby's was like, I guess, where it all started.
I have to just say, your eyes are piercing me, and I can't stop staring at you.
In a scary way?
No, in, like, a stunning way. You have stunning eyes, and I hope that's not weird,
everyone
at the Podcast Network, but
Thank you.
My heart is racing from
your
eyes.
Oh, my God, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Not to be a freaking weirdo.
Not at all.
Tonight we're playing a game called Woman is an Artist, right, where the show is surrounding a woman artist. I'm going to show you a piece of art.
Okay.
And let's see if you know who the woman artist is.
Oh, God.
It's definitely hard, but I can definitely give you a clue.
Okay.
This is called Power Headache.
I have no idea. Okay. And I took art history. I should be better at this, but it's
so
dusty.
The last name is a city that starts with C-H-I.
C-H-I Chicago?
That's this lady's last name.
No way.
Yeah.
All right, then what's the hint for the first name?
So the first name is someone who
Judy.
Played...
Judy Chicago.
Yes.
Now, I thought so.
Congratulations on acing the game.
Woo! I thought I knew her.
Thank you for chatting with us. Yeah. Sorry to be weird about your eyes, but they're stunning.
Hey,
what are you
going to
do when you see stunning eyes? You got to talk about them.
Jeepers creepers. Yeah. I'll tell my mom. Thank you.
Talk soon. Have a good night. Bye.
For our friends who are just listening, can you introduce yourself, please?
I'm Carson Kreitzer. I am the book writer and lyricist for Lempicka, co-writer with the lovely Matt Gould.
Oh, amazing. I love the show so much. I've already seen it twice.
Oh, wonderful.
Big fan. What does it mean to you to be bringing an original musical with a queer storyline into the musical theater canon?
It's just, I'm really a little speechless. I'm a little stunned. I am very, very happy. And it's musicals were the first thing that I loved in theater, and I mainly spent my life as a playwright, but this really feels like coming home to what made me love theater in the first place.
Oh, that's amazing. It's really just so spectacular to see representation on stage as a queer woman myself. It means so much to me to be able to look and see these characters playing out things that I really identify with, which is so rare. We really don't get a lot of those stories.
Yes.
So it's just so incredible. Thank you so much for your work on this piece.
Oh,
it's wonderful.
Thank you.
What are you looking most forward to for tonight?
I am looking most forward to being able to watch that show. And no, I don't have any more rewrites I can possibly do.
Yeah, the work is done.
I can just breathe and enjoy what the incredible, incredible company of actors is doing.
Yeah.
With our words and music that we have been crafting over 14 years.
Yeah, that's really amazing. What a journey. And yeah, congratulations for getting it all the way here. We're going to play a very quick game.
Okay, more games.
Our game is called Woman is an Artist. And I'm going to show you a picture of a painting by a woman artist, and we would love for you to guess the artist.
Oh, dear.
Don't worry, it's not that hard. And we can give you a clue.
Okay.
Okay, what do you think?
Oh, I'm going to say, Marie Cassatt.
Yes, you did it! Oh, my God, you didn't even need a clue. That was fabulous. Yes. Thank you so much,
Carson.
Just
one? I thought there were going to be like
Oh, no, just 10. The one. Super easy. You did it. You win.
I aced that quiz.
You aced it. You aced it. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great night. Congrats.
And I will say, in terms of representation, you know, it's something I've been doing my whole life, is writing these stories and getting them to the incredible actresses who I feel like need more challenging, meaty roles where women are equal to men in stage time and in life. But having it somewhere this big, where more people are going to see it, it's humbling, it's thrilling, and thank you for
thank you. I mean, not only is it amazing representation, but there are 4 grown women roles in this musical, which is something you don't see a lot, and it's really amazing to see like real adult women's stories being told and being shared with new audiences.
Thank you.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you.
Hi, you're talking to Tony and Grammy Award winner Jane Harrison G. I've got to get used to that.
Yes. Own it. Exactly.
Yeah.
That is the truth.
Yeah.
Happy opening. So you're obviously not a stranger to opening night.
Yeah.
What is your favorite feeling about opening?
It's the community. It's the love that you get poured into, and that like everyone is really here to just be such support and foundation to like send all the best energy, and it really is like the most safe room you can be in.
Yeah, for sure. So my show on the network is called Survival Jobs. Do you have a survival job before you were a Tony and Grammy Award winner that you could share with us?
Oh God, I mean, I was a drag queen in the streets of New York. I was also a host at a restaurant. I was a party host at a kids club. Yeah, I've done a lot.
Amazing.
I've had a lot of survival jobs.
Amazing. So we're playing a game tonight. It's called Woman is an Artist.
Okay.
I'm going to show you a piece of art that was created by a woman, famous woman artist. And let's see if you know the artist.
Oh, probably not.
I'm giving you an easy one.
Okay. Limbica.
Boom.
Nailed it.
Hi, happy opening night.
Happy opening night. I'm so excited.
Yeah, so we're the Broadway Podcast Network. A lot of folks are just listening, so can you please introduce yourself?
My name is Nick Rashad Burroughs, and I'm really excited to be here to celebrate Limbica tonight.
Obviously, you're not a stranger to opening nights. You're killing it on Broadway time after time. What's your favorite part about Broadway openings?
My favorite part about Broadway opening is seeing all the joy and seeing all the like work ethic and for an event that everyone is so excited to like have and celebrate.
Yeah.
And seeing everybody with their outfits on, everybody like cheering each other on. It's just everyone knows how magical of a day it is.
Yeah.
And so it's nice to like see that day for everyone.
Yeah. So my show on the network is called Survival Jobs. Do you have a survival job you can share with us?
A survival job is making your own job. You know, using whatever talents that you have and figuring out ways that you could finance you and make you happy in your dreams. So
I love that.
Yeah, I love those types of jobs.
Yeah. Well, it's so nice to talk to you. We've been friends for a long
time.
This is the first interview we've done, so that's so special for me.
Have a great night.
Have a great night.
Thank you. Hi. Happy Hi. Opening.
Happy opening. Cheers.
Cheers. Ah, I love that. So we're the Broadway Podcast Network. A lot of folks are just listening.
Amazing.
Can you introduce yourself to everyone
I'm
just listening?
I'm Shoshana Bean. Hi, everybody at BPN. Shoshana
Bean. So you are obviously not a stranger to opening nights. What's your favorite part about Broadway openings?
Seeing everybody. It's like a big old reunion. It's like a big community, you know, festival of love and connection. It's just good to see everybody.
For sure.
Yeah.
So this show is about a woman artist. We have a lot of artist listeners. Can you share any advice for anyone who's trying to get to the next level in their craft, whatever it may be?
When I hear art and artist, I think of safety. I think of keeping your bubble and your phase of creativity safe so that you are not listening to critics, so that you aren't taking in opinions and other people's input. There is a phase of artistry and creation that requires protection before you share it and it's out of your hands and you have no more control. There is a small phase that should not be touched by opinions or other fingerprints. And knowing that is very challenging, but that was the first thing that came to mind when you said, we have a lot of artists that listen.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you for sharing.
Protect your art.
Yeah, I love that. Let me just share with you, when I was 15, I saw you singing at a concert in a basement in New York.
Oh, wow.
And after, I was like, Shoshana, I want to be like you when I get older. And you were like, you want to be like you.
I meant that.
You've been sharing your bias for a long time.
Thank
you. And real quick, we're just playing a game today called Woman Is
an
Artist.
I'm terrible at games, guys.
I'm going to show you a painting,
okay.
piece of artwork
okay.
from a famous woman artist.
Oh, God.
So let's see if you know.
No, I definitely don't.
I definitely didn't know either, and I'll just tell you the answer.
Yeah, no, but that's amazing.
Lenora Carrington created this art.
I have no art vocabulary. Like, I admittedly am, like, not
a
student or a connoisseur. Okay? It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's giving me this similar vibe.
Thank
yeah,
you.
I like it.
Knew
sorry.
It.
I'm
don't
terrible.
Be sorry. Thank you for talking to us. Hi, happy opening night.
Hi, friend. Hi, best friend.
Yeah. We're the Broadway Podcast Network, so a lot of people are
you.
Just listening. Can you introduce yourself to the listeners?
Yes, I am Robin De Jesus, y'all.
Robin, this is such a special night for us personally. We're literally best friends, and I've been waiting for the moment to interview on opening night. So here we are at
Limpica. I'm not crying. You're crying.
Don't start crying, because I absolutely will.
So, you raise me up.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You're obviously not a stranger to opening nights. Mm-hmm. You've had your fair share. What's your favorite part about a Broadway opening?
It's the energy, the buzz. There's such an awareness of community because there's people you know all around, people who also just, like, know what it's like to create something from scratch. And so, like, there's only a certain amount of people that are fortunate enough to get to know what that's like. And so, I don't know. There's just, like, a different kind of connection there. Like I said, it's just really buzzy and exciting. And it
so
also
buzzy.
Is the night, not to repeat everything because I just did, but it's also that excitement of this is what you wanted to be a part of your entire life as a kid, and this is where you imagined yourself being one day, and you got to be one of the lucky ones that gets to do that. So it's all of that.
And to remember that and not feel jaded, like, ugh, I have to get dressed and whatever, but it's like, look around.
Are you kidding?
Look
today
around.
It is like 70 degrees outside.
Oh my God,
the breeze
gorgeous.
Is right. It is gorgeous. Dear God, dear trees, dear people.
So the show is about a woman artist, as you know. We have a lot of listeners that are artists, actors, artists of all kinds. Do you have any advice that you could share for anyone who's working to get to that next level with their artistry?
Yeah, I think treat your creativity and your artistry the way you do any love of your life. Make vows to it. Commit yourself to it. Be disciplined. Be loyal. Make sure you treat it the same way that you want to be treated. Be intentional about why you do what you want to do. Remind yourself what those intentions are. Renegotiate those vows when you can, when you need to be reminded. And always put in a practice of gratitude. Do not, I know for me personally, I'm rambling, but it's all true.
I love it.
I know for me, I have to remind myself that my ego is not louder than my love, because when you do this, the artist is in a Venn diagram with the perfectionist, and you got to remind that hoe that it is not in charge, and shoo it away.
Shoo the hoe away.
And remember that when we first started doing plays, it wasn't a coincidence that it was called play, a play. So stay playful, stay joyful,
And
remind yourself again that it is about the love.
Take it all in, people who are listening. And real quick, we're playing a game called Woman is an Artist. I'm going to show you a photo, a painting, or a piece of art that was created by a famous woman artist, and we're going to see if you can name that artist. I think you'll you're going to get this one. I was shocked if you don't.
Oh, Frida Kahlo.
Yeah. I knew you would get that one.
Thank you. I didn't go to college, so I appreciate that.
I know you didn't. Have a great opening. I love you so much. Well, that's a wrap, everyone. What an exciting night. What an amazing opening. Everyone is so electric and ready to go. Go see Limpika playing at the Longacre Theater on Broadway.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.